Episode 8. Is you is or is you ain't, my baby? June 29th. Team Rise and Shine. Kai and Ollie are on set.
So, how did the date go, Ollie?
Wouldn't call it a date, exactly.
All right, or date that wasn't a date then.
More of a social rendezvous.
Whatever! Some details, please.
Well, we had a drink, bite to eat, nice.
Ugh, duh. What else?
Nothing else.
So, are we going to see him again?
Maybe.
Do you like him then?
A bit.
Ugh, Ollie, could never accuse you of TMI.
What do you want, a transcript, Kai?
Oh, I don't mean to pry, so long as you're happy.
I am, thanks.
Well, I'm happy you're happy.
Kai, Ollie, I have some feedback for you.
That is why we're here, Clayton.
Exactly, we're all ears, Clayton.
Rightio. Well, listen, you're both doing really great. Really, really great. One thing, though, is when you deliver the line, Olivia, you got to slow it down a little.
Sure, I thought it was too fast, actually.
Kai, can you, you know, smile a bit more? You have such a great smile.
It feels a bit weird to smile when I'm reading something really serious.
Well, maybe smile after you've finished reading.
Might feel a bit fake.
Just try it, Kai.
Sure, though it doesn't feel natural, I'm not going to lie.
Good. We want a little more interaction between you two.
So how do we exactly do that, Clayton?
You know, you can chit-chat to each other, so you both come across as more friendly and approachable.
What do you want us to say? Shall we script it?
No. Needs to be off the cuff, you know, natural.
Chit-chat. We can chit-chat, can't we, Kai?
Didn't Caroline say no ad-libbing?
Yes, but she also asked for some more oomph. We need to create a warm atmosphere for viewers so they can connect to you more. Don't overdo the chit-chat, though.
So improv acting skills are needed now.
Hi, girls. Latest outfits are ready for the next TV broadcast. Have this for you, Kai, Ollie, lavender or flowers?
Oh, love that retro outfit. Look at those shoulder pads.
They don't cut clothes like that anymore. Where'd you find that?
Yeah, not easily. Let's just say I had to call in a few favours. We may have to increase the budget next time.
Just keep calling in those favours, Dina. You stick to the current budget.
Don't worry, Clayton. Even if our girls look $1 million, I'm very good on a shoestring budget.
But won't Kerry look like a linebacker in that gear?
I was thinking more Lana Turner.
Clayton, have you got no imagination?
That's the reason my wife never asks my opinion on clothes.
A Lana Turner vibe totally, Kai.
Pity you haven't got Clark Gable's arm for eye candy, though.
Oh, if we're talking eye candy, can you pick Dave the Rapper for me, Dina?
It's a good choice. Now, Ollie, which one is it for you?
I like the lavender, but it looks a bit small. Hope it fits okay.
Oh, it'll fit you. You're so slender.
God, they must have been super fit in those days.
Yeah, that's because they smoked like chimneys and they drank gallons of black coffee.
And wartime rationing.
Ooh, look here, these amazing peep-toe shoes.
Is that really necessary, Dina? I mean, the viewers don't even get to see the shoes.
No, but my girls need to feel they're in the zone.
No one will know.
They will. You can't just wear trainers with these outfits.
Guess not.
No way. Just ruins the aesthetic.
Of course. That's it.
I don't follow.
We need to get a full view of them. Maybe on a sofa. And that would give a much more intimate ambience so they can chit-chat.
Ah, like the Lorraine Show?
Not like the Lorraine Show.
Then they'll need fabulous chairs to sit on to match these fabulous dresses.
I don't care what they sit on. IKEA chairs. Just to keep the budget down. You know, Caroline will hang me out to dry.
IKEA chairs, you are having a laugh, right? They need gorgeous chairs, and I'll ask Valentine to find a pair.
What about a side table?
Ooh, and some fresh flowers.
And a nice rug.
Steady on, girls. It's not a film set.
We simply have to look good, Clayton. Our audience expects it now.
And remember that Caroline wants eyeballs. We're only helping.
Yeah, no shabby sets on Rise and Shine.
Whatever. Do what you want, but mind the budget.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately.
Team Rise and Shine, later that afternoon.
Thanks for the coffee, Emerald.
You're welcome. How's the inspiration coming along?
Well, I'm getting all these deja vu moments.
That may be, Valentine, because it is something you have visited before.
Oh, You know, it feels as though someone is actually trying to talk to me. Crazy, eh?
You don't sound crazy at all.
And when I look at these pictures, I get a feeling I've designed all these before.
Really? Where?
Dunno. America, maybe.
Hollywood, maybe.
Yes, although I've never visited, ever, so how can that be?
What else are you sensing, Ballantyne?
When I look at the faces of some of the actors and actresses, I kind of know them. Weird.
Anyone in particular?
This woman.
Joan Crawford.
Yes, Joan Crawford. She had a wonderfully elegant home.
She was a very tidy person, I sense.
Oh my gosh! OCD level organized. Gloves, hats, shoes, everything had a place.
Fascinating.
How do I know that?
You just do. What else do you remember?
We redid all the colour in her home. We made it more luxurious and modern and groundbreaking, actually.
Who was she to you?
She was my friend.
And a good one, Ballantyne. She really stuck up for you.
Stuck up for me? How so?
She sponsored you as an interior decorator. And thanks to her, many, many famous people had their homes decorated and designed by you.
Gosh, how extraordinary is that?
She came from a very difficult background, and she literally reinvented herself to be a Hollywood royal.
Hollywood royalty, hey?
She likes you a lot, you know. You and Joan were two fierce, independent souls.
I need some of that fierceness in my life.
You only need to remember who you are.
I want to create beauty and elegance in people's homes and their lives.
That's your sole mission.
Not a bad mission to have.
No. Now, I'm going to meditate on my next show. Catch you later.
Ballantyne?
Over here.
Listen, Clayton has agreed that the girls can sit on a sofa instead of behind that awful desk.
Thank God. Desks belong in offices and schools.
Yes, and obviously I thought of you to spruce it all up.
We'll make the newsroom 40s styling with a modern twist. Leave it with me. I know how to stage this.
What are you thinking?
We need chairs, a lamp, a coffee table, and of course, some flowers and a clock.
Clock.
Mandatory. They always had a magnificent clock centre stage and maybe a ceramic statue of a greyhound, if I can get my hands on one.
Brilliant.
I've done this before as well for someone's home. Now, who was it?
Really?
Yes, well, figuratively speaking.
Maybe in another lifetime.
Yes, maybe, but whose? Hello, Duncan.
Hello, Ballantyne. Hi, Dina. How are the show preparations coming along?
Hi, Duncan. Yeah, all's great.
Already, Duncan, yet now I have another brief.
Oh, what's that? News to me.
Ballantyne is to stage the set for the presenters to suit their new, well, new old vibe.
They already have a set. Whose crazy idea was this?
Mine. Well, Clayton's and mine.
I see. Does Caroline know?
No, but Clayton said okay, as long as we were sensible about the budget.
And what is this going to look like?
It's all in my head at the moment. I'm about to go and check a shop in Forest Hill.
Forest Hill? I never knew that was a place for set designs. Notting Hill, maybe.
Come with me and I'll show you.
Well, Caroline is out, so it might be useful that I come. So you keep the spending sensible.
Yes, and it'd be good to have a second opinion.
Actually, I'm not bad at picking furniture and staging homes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, Duncan, you are a surprise, aren't you? Come on, let's go before I get another assignment.
If there's a chance for me, then I don't care.
Forest Hill, June the 30th. Ballantyne and Duncan are in an antique shop.
Shout if you find something that catches your eye.
I will. I've always wondered whether I should have gone into interiors when I was younger.
And what happened?
I was offered a position at the cabinet office and then got into TV production.
Excellent preparation to work with Caroline.
You could say that.
Diplomacy and the patience of a saint. So, what about the interiors?
I worked for an antique trade in Hungerford after I left university. I've spent a small fortune on them over the years.
And me.
I wanted to say, I like what you've created on your show.
Thank you, Duncan.
You've captured the era. Much better than those medieval homes.
Ah, yes.
Did not like it much.
Oh, well, not to everyone's taste.
Sorry to be blunt.
I hated doing every minute of it. It was all about money, really.
That is a mistake, of making it all about the money.
Question of needs must. And my lifestyle at the time was, oh, say, what do you think about these two chairs?
They would look superb, but at £5,000 a piece, I think we can save blowing the whole budget.
Pity, but a fact. What about this table?
Gorgeous. £15,000.
So, a little pricey?
Need you ask?
What about the leopard statue?
More reasonable, £400. In the sale.
We can have that.
We can.
And these chairs aren't quite the ones I had in mind anyway.
What will work better?
High back. So remember, they're telling the news not having a cocktail.
I think I know what you're after.
You do?
Yep. How we can stage Ollie and Kai Studios areas without busting the budget.
Oh, intrigued.
Come on, let's buy up this podcast and go.
Where?
My home.
What about Caroline? Won't she miss you? She's always calling out, Duncan, Duncan.
She's out at lunch with her friend Amanda, and I don't expect her to be back for several hours, if at all.
I love these kind of lunches.
Caroline, she makes everything about work, even lunches with friends.
Next day at Jay Shiki's, located in central London's famous theatre district. Caroline is seated by the head waiter, who proceeds to bring two glasses of champagne to her table.
Darling, the traffic was horrendous. There's...
Actually, Amanda, you're bang on time.
Oh, really?
Champagne just arrived.
Oh, how lovely. Now you need to tell me everything.
Where do I begin?
At the beginning. People everywhere talking about Rise and Shine, clever old you.
Well, we'd better make this a lock-in, then.
Oh, tell me everything.
Very well, strap yourself in. But drama aside, I have to make this work, Amanda.
Have to? Why?
It's probably my last gig.
Oh, don't say that, Caroline. You are invincible. Surely you don't need the money.
It's not about the money. I could retire now if I wanted. It's my reputation.
Even after all you've done?
All the money invested, the backers involved. So it has to work.
Oh, it will do. And we both know you never fail.
So far, touch wood, it's going quite well.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't know where I'd be without Duncan.
He is so reliable.
Yes, he's my rock.
And Emerald, are you happy with her?
Extremely. She's a solid star.
She is.
Not sure where she gets her information from, and frankly, I don't care. Thank you for the introduction, Amanda.
You're very welcome. And how's Frank?
Oh, you know, Frank is just Frank.
Yes?
He's doing his usual thing, playing a lot of golf, and he's even got himself a personal trainer.
Really?
Yes, he's lost some weight. Looks trimmer, and he's even had his hair cut properly at long last. He looks less shabby.
Oh. Anyway, you look marvellous, darling.
Thank you, but we both know I don't.
I love the cut of that jacket.
Catherine Walker had it for years.
Well, it still looks wonderful. You never change, Karen.
Oh, you flatter me. You look well, Amanda, though. Very well.
Oh, thank you, Caroline.
So I guess you're feeling better now.
I do, much better.
What was it all about?
Lots of things, really. Getting older, being locked up, not being able to see people properly for so long.
It was tough.
Oh, and I don't know, I felt insignificant.
That must have been hard. I know what a social butterfly you are, Amanda, the opposite of me.
Don't you like networking?
Not particularly.
Oh.
Guilty secret, I quite enjoyed the lockdown.
Oh, well, no shame in admitting it.
Didn't have to do all the usual social stuff.
Unless on Zoom.
Ugh, such a bore. So, you said that Emerald helped you.
She did. Talking around. Now, tell me more about the show. What is the plan now?
Well, we need to expand the human interest area, so I may need your help again.
Well, I'll certainly help if I can. Who are you looking for now?
I don't know. I think it's something with music. Be more relevant to the millennials and the Gen Y.
Well, the best bet is to ask someone who's around that age. I will have a look, though.
Well, you have a point, but thank you.
Any time, Caroline. What are friends for?